Hello, Mimi at Siemens. Thank you for allowing me to catch up with you today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Mimi, you moderated two theme discussions at Source to Pay Summit 2015. I want to know straight away, what were the topics?
The topics were about transactional procurement and the outsourcing of them, whether we have done them and what's the pros and cons, basically.
And I mean, procurement outsourcing in general is a hotter and hotter topic and a quite new one, I guess, in some aspects. Can you share what were the discussions like? What were you actually talking about?
It was a very good discussion, first of all. We had a good mix of people from different companies with different experiences, because some had that outsourced, some had not. And some used, for example, India. That was a very common country to outsource these kind of activities to. And some had some low-cost countries within Europe. And the experiences were very, very different, of course. But the summary was that people liked it, and it is really good if you have good processes, good KPIs to follow up, then it works. However, the experience is that the language problem is essential here, especially if you go to a country like India. So there, the recommendation from most of them were to go to some European country and try to find Swedish-speaking people, which is rather easy. For example, in Prague or Lisbon or Poland, you can find Swedish people, Swedish-speaking people there. So
Yeah.
that was the summary, at least.
And could you elaborate on what type transactional outsourcing are we generally talking about here?
It's peer processing, most of it was peer processing, but of course other processes like the AP processes and also master data maintenance is also something you can outsource to some kind of shared service within your own company or a shared service externally.
And one of the question marks you had was how to enable further development. Did anything in particular come up there worth sharing?
Yes. The keyword there was involvement and empowerment. Make sure that the person sitting in this shared service department, that they are involved in your daily processes, that they are invited to Sweden and trained properly, and that the team in Sweden and the team in that shared service also have daily contact somehow, so they feel that they're part of the Swedish team, so to say. That is a key for success.
Yeah, so language aspect and involvement were the two
Yes.
key takeaways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Mimi, and I look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Thank you.